Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Relationship Marketing 101. Directions University at directionsu.com delivers passion-powered results for your life and business so that you can live the life of your dreams. Welcome to the show.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Relationship Marketing 101 here on Blog Talk Radio. Sorry it took me a few minutes to get in today. The control panel was not being nice. I am your host, Gina Gaudio-Graves, the dean and founder of Directions University at directionsu.com, and I am calling live this week from sunny, warm, and beautiful Bonita Springs, Florida, as I do each week on Tuesdays at noon Eastern. We have got a great show lined up for you today. We have my co-host and friend, Rhonda Del Baccio, the story lady herself from ProfitableStorytelling.com, calling in from the Ozarks. How are things in the Ozarks today, Miss Rhonda?
Well, we are having the most amazing weather. It's about 60 degrees here. 1 year ago today, we were having a blizzard, and today we are having 60 degrees, and I much prefer this to the blizzard.
You know, on Sunday, I celebrated 7 years of living my life as a full-time RVer on the road.
Love it.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. 7 years of freedom.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. It was almost midnight before I realized it, so now I got to go back out and celebrate.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's a good excuse. Not that you need one, but it's always a good reason to celebrate.
It certainly is. We have a great guest lined up for everyone today, don't we?
I am really excited about our show today because we have somebody I've known for a while, and you meet some really interesting people doing the kinds of things that we do. And that's really one of my favorite aspects of this. It's just so cool, meeting people at seminars and meeting people over the phone and then eventually meeting them at seminars and things of that nature where you finally get to see somebody you've known for a while. And Kenan Ford is one of those people that I first encountered, knew him through the phone and online for a while. We met at a JV Alert Live, and it's just really exciting. Kenan Ford is somebody who does joint ventures, and he also is a sports referee, and so his picture, I have the description about Kenan Fort showing his stripes of that, and kind of an honor, an homage to his referee status. So it's exciting to have him here, and let me give you a little bit of the story about Kenan. He really loves connecting people in doing teleseminars and webinars and building relationships. He loves to find creative ways to solve your biggest problems and challenges that you face by expanding your business. So very few people have the high level qualities of speed and dependability. And so that's really where Kenan shines. He is definitely into serving people and making things happen. His first attempt at professional marketing, was back in 1997 when he joined an MLM company. And in 2002, he first arrived on the internet marketing scene and became a successful teleseminar host. In 2003, by co-hosting a call with Alex Mondosian about the subject of teleseminars. And so he started getting really tremendous results. And he's worked with some of the best in direct response marketing and online marketing. And he is a contributing author to Stephen Casey's book, Desperate Money. And he is just great at making connections. So welcome to Kenan.
Welcome,
wow,
Kenan.
Rhonda. Hello, hello. Can you both hear me all right?
We can.
Wonderful. I'm so glad to hear both of your cheerful voices and hopefully all the other listeners are hearing all of us very clearly as well. I thank you so much for the warm welcome onto your call today. And, wow, I mean, Rhonda, you really built me up there. I hope I can live up to and beyond the expectations of the audience now that you've gotten me on the line here.
Oh, yeah. I know it'll be just great. I'm so excited to have you here and share you with our listeners.
Yeah, so I'm over here in York, Pennsylvania, and I've been in and out of the internet marketing scene, but more in it, and have really enjoyed connecting with quality individuals such as you and Gina, and it was really a great pleasure to actually get to see both of you in person for the first time within the past year, and certainly the relationship, the bond, the connection between us has been strengthened as a result.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things I really appreciate you, Cannon, is you really do lead with service and looking for ways to be of service to people.
Yeah, thank you. So one of
how did you get started in the whole JV business, Cannon?
In the what business?
The joint venture business.
Well, that's a great question, Gina, and I'll be glad to answer that. Back in 2003, when I started getting heavily into internet marketing, I had seen, actually, the very first information I'd ever seen about the concept of joint ventures was from a guy named Mike Inlow. And he'd been apparently very, very successful with it, and I loved the concept immediately, although in some respects I could say, you know, I'd done some sort of joint ventures before that, and we all actually do. It's basically a matter of finding a combination of resources that you can put together that you wouldn't have maybe thought of before, but then when you put them together, you have a greater net effect than if you hadn't put them together. So basically, I partnered up with some people in 2003 when I hooked up with Alex Mondozian to do that teleseminar and had them serve as affiliates, which is sort of a joint venture type of relationship, and had them promote the live call that Alex and I did. And it was really, really cool because I actually did something that Alex had never seen before, and I imagine a lot of other people as well, and that was I started up front by paying Alex's hourly fee and turned that consultation time into something that was self-liquidating by selling seats, kind of like throwing a party and inviting all of my friends and associates to join in for a small cost, and thus I was actually in profit before we'd even spoken one word to each other on that call. So that's just one of the aspects of the power of doing joint ventures, is that you can monetize things more quickly than if you just depend strictly on traditional, linear, conventional advertising models of getting your message out.
That's really neat.
Go ahead, Rhonda.
And just to piggyback on that a little bit further, it was because of that initial success that I had with Alex that I ended up doing a number of teleseminars afterwards, both some paid calls and some free calls. And one of the things that led into was what Rhonda mentioned about being a contributor of a chapter to an e-book that Sean Casey had sold online for a number of years. And because of other people that were also contributors, I reached out and actually put myself in a position to broker the first joint venture deal that I ever put together that way. Would you all like to hear that story as well?
Oh, I would.
Absolutely. Please share it.
Okay. Well, another one of the contributing authors for that e-book was Mark Goldman. I'm sure both of you know him.
I do.
Well, I had felt it was important to build relationships with people that were also contributors to this book, like I myself was, and I landed on a website for Mark, who at the time was promoting a live training event on the topic of joint ventures, and he had several different good-looking web pages, and I felt like, man, I should find a way to help him out. You know, I've been doing these teleseminars. Maybe he'll be interested in me doing a couple calls with him. So I went to a web form on his site, and I typed in a pretty simple but substantial message offering to Mark what I had been doing, that it would be able to help him out to do teleseminars to promote his live training event and get more people interested in coming to attend. So it was basically a sales letter on the web form, and the call to action was to have him call me on the telephone, and he responded. And so we talked briefly and came to an agreement, and we scheduled two teleseminars for promotional purposes. And then I took that to my network of people. I had these mastermind teleconference calls that I was holding on a regular basis at the time. And this one gentleman I shared with, he chimed in and said, hey, I've done telephone sales for Life Alert. If Mark needs help closing people over the phone, I can do it. So I said, okay, great. I'll set up a three-way call to introduce you guys and see if we can work something out. So we did that, and it was a very short call, not even an hour long. And this gentleman out in California, we sent him the leads, the contacts, the phone numbers, and he closed the sales. And then a few weeks later, I had received a check in the mail for $415.95. Not bad for less than an hour of work, right?
Right.
So at that point, I was really hooked on joint ventures and joint venture brokering and putting people together. And it was a real cool launching point for me. And it was especially exciting because at the time, Mark was doing a monthly membership program that was $207 per month. And in coming up with a title for what we were doing for the promotional teleseminars, Mark wanted to weave in a thought in the minds of our audience that there would be a two-month guarantee. Well, $207 times two is $414. And as I told you a minute ago, the check that I got was for $415.95. And so in actuality, I became living proof. I became a product of the product, demonstrating the very power of what we were teaching.
Mm-hmm.
So it's always exciting when you can get leverage, pull resources together, and make things happen and live up to your promise.
That's for sure.
Yes, definitely. What a great story. I'm really glad that you shared that, Kenan.
Yeah, it's been something I've been able to fall back on. I've had times that I've skinned my knees and had a rocky road with putting together joint venture deals. And Gina, you and I have actually talked about doing a call on that sometime, just because there are so many challenges that one can encounter in trying to put together joint venture deals.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I think that would be a great call, Ken. And between the two of us, we have a ton of experience in that, don't we?
I should say so. That would be terrific. And so what I heard, Ken, and I just want to highlight for people, is what you talked about. It didn't take a lot of time. It didn't take a lot of effort. It just really took some ingenuity, and you started with this question that I personally love to ask people. You started with that thought of, how can I be of service? How can I help this guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what got you into saying, okay, well, I'm going to go and fill out this web form and so forth. But it started with that idea of how could you serve him and how could you maybe get to do something together. And that's just a really important concept. It doesn't start with putting out a whole lot of money, a whole lot of time. It just starts with being bold enough to say, yeah, I'm going to go and make this happen.
Yeah, and another question that's also tied in with that often is understanding what is your greatest challenge?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get to the level of comfort and rapport of the person that you're in communication with, if you've built the relationship up strongly enough, then you'll be able to elicit some genuine response of what is their greatest challenge, and then be able to start digging into your own secret wealth, as Jay Abraham would call it, to find what resource power that you have to be able to help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. I call it digging into the bag of tricks, but I like Jay Abraham's term. Obviously, that's terrific.
So that actually is a pretty good segue into some other stuff that's a little bit more current. And I managed to connect in the summer with a gentleman by the name of Larry Jenkin, G-E-N-K-I-N. And he's the founder of the brand new social media magazine featured at Social Media Mags, that's mags.com. And he has been able to, through building relationships, attract some of the best quality people in the internet marketing industry, especially for social media, either from the high-ranking officials on the corporate side or the practitioners, that there are people that are known more for their individual names as opposed to a company name. And included in that is Jay Abraham himself, who's a part owner of the business. And when I had met Larry through Google Plus, I immediately started looking for ways to serve him. And one of the very first things that I did was I found the website for the magazine through his Google Plus profile. And then there was a place for an email one could send in offering to contribute editorial content. So I wrote a very brief email complimenting them on what they were doing and that, I'd like to be contributing one or more articles on the topic of facilitating it, because I now am putting out there that my marketing identity is the king of facilitating. So it was pretty surprising to me, but fits right along with what you mentioned about me earlier, having a value and importance placed upon speed and dependability. Well, it wasn't even an hour and a half later that I'd gotten an email back from Larry, not even knowing that he was the one that was going to receive that particular email and respond. But he was indicating to me that, hey, great, you're in. Here's how you're going to have your editorial contributors account. And, go to it. So, also in that space of time, it wasn't even 3 weeks after I had met Larry, and also not even 3 weeks after I'd met another gentleman through some other networking that I had been doing, that I was able to have Larry on an interview. It was a group called the Billionaire Mastermind Forum, and the founder is Ali Yassin. And I co-interviewed Larry with Ali on their morning conference call with over 100 callers. And it was just amazing and exciting to see just how quickly, not even 3 weeks after getting to know two people, there I was right in the middle of this, having put this together, an interview where over 100 people were hearing this live and getting to hear the story of how these magazines came to be. So,
very cool.
Yeah, it was from there that I had another relationship come together that ended up enabling me to provide Larry the very first charter sponsor advertiser for the publication. So got a lot of momentum with that particular relationship, and I encourage everybody that's listening in to, take your relationships deep. Look and dig deeper into, what are the needs of the people that you know, and who else do you know, or what else do you have that can tie in and become incredibly valuable for those that you're working with. Because it's like Zig Ziglar says, you can have anything you want if you help there's enough people. I forget exactly how it's worded, but anyway, I think you get the picture.
Help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. Yes.
Right.
Let me ask you another question. How can our listeners benefit from joint ventures if they aren't necessarily a JV broker? What should they be thinking about using joint ventures to do?
To get leverage, to get exposure to another part of their target market that they haven't been able to reach up to the present time. I'll give you the example. One of the projects that I'm working on very diligently these days is connecting internet marketers to a network of affiliates who would readily and willingly promote their webinars. And so, you know, if there are any internet marketers out there that want more exposure of their product, more sales of their product, I, with another partner, am able to bring them a large audience, maybe 500 people, to hear what they have to present in terms of good quality content. And then, after hearing the content, they get a special offer on the webinar. And, you know, webinars today, they're capable of converting 20, 30, 40% of the audience into sales, especially if the offer is the right one. So that's just one example. Does that make sense? Did I articulate it well for you, Gina?
I think so. So on the example that you just gave, anyone who's using live or automated webinars can participate in that?
Yes, as long as they have the right offer. You know, there's always an assessment that has to go on in the early stages to make sure that there's a message to market match, because you don't want, real estate information going to people that are strictly looking to learn about internet marketing.
Right. Wow, that's awesome. And for those that are interested in getting in touch with you about that, how would they reach you or what would they do?
I would be best reached via email. I've got several different email addresses. I am actually thinking in terms of what changes I might make with regards to my email usage because of the new privacy policies that Google is coming down with. I have been a heavy user of Gmail. I don't know. What do you folks think about that?
I would definitely use Gmail.
Yes,
okay.
Absolutely.
And what I would do is what I teach my students to do, and that is set up a primary Gmail account. That's going to be the only one you check on a regular basis. But the way that Gmail works, you can attach many different email addresses to one Gmail account. And then when you go to send emails, where the from line is, there's a drop-down box, and you choose which email address you want it sent from. That works out really nicely. They don't have to be Gmail accounts that you're tying together. I actually have a number of different email addresses on directionsyou.com, so I can kind of have different emails for different things, one for people signing up for strategy sessions, one for people who need support, one for my assistant, one for me. All of them are attached to the same Gmail account. So now all of the mail comes into one place, but it goes into different folders so I can sort it easily. And when I go to send something, I can choose which thing I want to send it from, so I can actually cause it to be automated in going into folders. Works out really nicely.
Great stuff, Gina. Well, okay, having heard that, I'll go ahead and answer the question, and I'll put forth two different emails that folks can use to be in contact with me. One is kennonfort@gmail.com. That's my name all run together, K-E-N-N-O-N-F-O-R-T at gmail.com. And another good email to use is kfort, K-F-O-R-T, at socialmediamags.com.
Awesome. Thank you for that.
Sure.
Very good. Well, also, I have your LinkedIn profile because you really don't have a website homepage. So I have your LinkedIn profile in the show notes. And if somebody looks for Kenan Fort on LinkedIn, K-E-N-N-O-N, Fort, F-O-R-T, on LinkedIn, and you see a guy with a striped shirt on, like referee, that'll be him.
Yeah.
We have got to get a website set up for you.
I'm telling you. Absolutely. Yes. Really essential.
But to help make that happen sooner rather than later, Kenan, how about I allow you to use space on my server for hosting, and we will set up a WordPress-based website for you.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Email me, and I will get that set up for you ASAP.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You'll have to tell me
right
what
now.
Domain. Tell me what domain name you want to use, and we will get it set up for you.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it'll be good because you want to have your own home base that you have the control over, and that is one place where people can come and they know that they will be able to find you and make that right connection.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you what. The site I used to use back when I was still brokering joint ventures is abundancegroup.com. On that site, it was never a WordPress blog. It was just a straight, regular old HTML website. And I had a form on it where people could come in and ask for a quote on me brokering joint ventures for them. I still get a couple dozen requests a week from that website. And I really never did anything to cause that to happen. I just put the website up, and that was about it. And, you know, old emails that I had sent out that had links to the form showed up, and people still pass those old emails around, even though they were sent over 6 to 7 years ago.
That's amazing.
It found its way into search engines, and it routinely competes with Willie Crawford for all of the terms related to JV broker. I'm usually either in the number one, number two, or number three position on pretty much all the JV brokering terms. And I haven't even updated that website in probably 4 years.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, there's age domain. It's just like a fine wine or a cheese, I guess, right?
Really is. Really, really is. And, you know, it's amazing what shows up just by putting that up there. So even if all you did was put a little thing together that says, hi, I'm Kenan Ford. I help people broker joint ventures and organize joint ventures to sell their stuff. Email me at blah, 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 and we can talk about how I can help you too. I know that will bring in more business for you.
Yeah. Just that alone, even without making it all fancy. You can also pull in your articles from the social media mags, of course, and use other things, but even just having a simple WordPress blog-based page with a form on it or whatever will be just amazing for you.
Yes, I agree completely.
Well, we will definitely update our show notes on this show once that website's ready so that everybody can go and find you.
Of course, absolutely. Until then, they can certainly find you on LinkedIn or through kenanfort at gmail.com. And one thing I want to have you talk about for a couple minutes here, Kenan, I know from being around Gina's students that a lot of people really sort of get all clenched around doing joint ventures, right, Gina?
Oh, my goodness. It is the biggest deer in a headlights syndrome topic I have ever encountered.
You want to talk about frozen, curl up into a fetal ball type of a situation. It's a joint venture.
All I have to do is say, let's talk about joint ventures today, guys. And instantly the call goes silent. Everybody mutes.
Like, oh, my gosh. You know, they just cannot imagine. So what might you say to help somebody get from, instead of doing the roll into a ball and do the frozen thing, to realize that it's just really not that big of a deal? What can you tell them to help them get out of that state?
Well, I think it's a matter of having a recognition, a realization of the rewards, and that, you know, if they have goals, if they have aspirations, if they have things in their life or their business that they're wanting to move towards or gravitate to, then joint ventures provide them the leverage, the empowerment to get there. It's really incredible rocket fuel for those that want to advance. And so it comes down to having that excitement to overcome the fears and the apprehensions. I would say it's like, you know, you gotta recognize that, you know, you don't have to know everything. You just you know, pull together resources and use the talents and valuables that others have to contribute.
Well, and I really want to stop and emphasize that for a minute. Joint ventures are all about using the valuables and assets that other people have to contribute. The minute you have an idea for a business, you are ready to start using joint ventures to make that dream a reality. It is never too early to get started using joint ventures. I think fear in my students comes from their thinking incorrectly that when they're brand new and they don't have their business up and running and profitable, that it's too soon to start using joint ventures. They feel like they don't have anything to offer a JV partner, so they better wait till they have something to offer. And that's really not true at all, is it, Kenan?
You are correct. Spot on, Gina. The thing is like J. Abraham teaches, what you know, what your experiences are, the people that you know, all these different things comprise what is your secret wealth. And there's something that's within there, within that, that is potentially incredibly valuable to someone that you know, or to some fulfillment of some idea that you have. And it's just a matter of having the resolve to discover what that is. And I know when I listened to J. Abraham years ago on audio cassette, he had this tape series that was published by Nightingale Conant. It was called Your Secret Wealth. And he encouraged the listener to take time to write down these long lists of people that you know and things that you know and things that you can do. And when you do that, you relax and spend some time doing it, thinking, then you're going to realize you have a whole lot more resource power than you first imagined.
One of the questions that I'm asked often when I'm interviewed is, if I lost everything and I had to start over again from scratch, what would I do? Well, if that should happen and I had to start over from scratch today, joint ventures would be the absolute number one key to my getting back to where I am right now. I would simply instantaneously come up with an outline for something that I could do as a coaching program, where I could get onto calls every week and teach something to people on the other end. I would set that up at somewhere between $1,000 and $10,000, and the instant that I had an outline for what I wanted to talk about, I would go out and find people who already had the right audience who could host a teleconference where I could then sell people into a strategy session to bring them into my coaching program. And with one single web page that had an outline of what the coaching program was going to be, I would instantly have a way to make money. And I would start there because you don't need a lot of stuff. It's the joint ventures that make the money happen. You don't need products. You don't need pages. You don't need websites. All the things that can take people out in this business, you don't need any of that. You just need some relationships to actually turn that into money.
Yeah.
And I think that's really been the key to your success in joint ventures. You don't have a website yet, and yet you're mm-hmm. making money with joint ventures every month, aren't you?
your timing of your question is fantastic, because just last night a deal closed and money changed hands, and I'll be getting a check as a result of that later this week.
That's great.
That's awesome. With no technical stuff that had to happen, no websites that needed to be put together, no products that needed to be created, no articles or blog posts being written. Voila, instantaneous money.
Yeah, this particular deal, it was a matter of simply introducing two people together. And it actually started back in December, and we had multiple conversations, and it seemed pretty early on in those sequence of conversations that the deal was going to come about. And I'm actually glad in certain respects that it didn't actually seal up until last night and the money changed hands, because in the interim what happened was there was a strengthening of the relationships such that other deals are going to be dovetailing in and out of one another as a result.
Oh, I love it when that happens. And in joint ventures, it happens all the time, doesn't it?
Love it, love it.
Yeah, so
that's awesome.
Yeah, for those listening to us and they haven't done a single joint venture, just imagine when you get one under your belt what that could lead to for additional things in short order.
And think of how you can add to the one that you've got to stack it, to make it better, to give that one that you've already got going even more power and more leverage, and then you can really end up with some amazing things happening.
Yeah.
I mean, joint ventures really were the entire reason I was able to pay for all my medical bills back when I was still sick. It was just a matter of thinking about the people I knew and what each person I knew really needed to help grow their business. And once I could identify that, I could actually start thinking about who else I knew that had the resource that the first person needed. Just bringing the two people together can instantly turn into money. Just a matter of thinking it through a little bit. I love the title of that J. Abraham product. I mean, your secret wealth. All of us have secret wealth if we just sit there and think it through a little bit.
Yeah. And Gina, just for people that may not know, when you say cover my medical bills, you're not just talking about, you know, 50 grand for one thing, are you?
No, in 10 years, I had $9.9 million worth of medical bills. I needed $40,000 a month in medication alone to keep me alive. If I didn't make 40 grand a month, I literally would have died in less than 90 days for 10 years.
Right. So that's why I wanted to just highlight that for people. We're not talking about one operation or, you know, hospital stay. We're talking about $400,000 a month. That's a very big deal.
$40,000 a month.
Yeah. Yeah,
a big sum of money.
Yep.
Oh, right. My. Just hearing that again, Gina, it hits me in conjunction with a thought I was having before the subject of your health situation even came up, and that is the aspect of having a sense of falling in love with your client. And that's another important element in successful joint venture marketing, is having a real genuine care and concern for the other party and putting their needs first. And by thinking carefully with that kind of a mindset, that you're able to effectuate the results that otherwise wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, one of the words you've used on this call is really important here. It's facilitating. What you're really doing is you're facilitating bringing two people together to cause some result for both of them, right?
Or more. Two or more.
At least two. Two or more. Correct. Good point. And, you know, when you look at it that way, it's never too early to start using joint ventures, even if it doesn't help you further your plan for your business, it could be bringing in the money you need to create the business that you really want to do. It can do so many different things.
Yep.
The best joint ventures are the ones that really give the biggest results to the potential customers or people affected through the joint venture. And that's not hard to do. That's just a matter of thinking it through and planning it and finding the people who have the things that are necessary to cause the results.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your plans for this year, Ken, and how are joint ventures going to help you this year?
They're going to help me get ever closer to my goal. And, wow, you've touched, your question has touched my heart here, because we're getting into now the why of doing what one is doing.
Yeah.
And,
yep.
And if you don't have a strong enough why, you're not going to get there. And what's been fueling me for a long time, and especially recently, has been my own desire to undergo an incredible transformational restoration with my own children. And I, back in year 2000, here in York, Pennsylvania, was a father who was arrested in his own driveway in front of his children for allegedly concealing them from their mom. And I went through a number of challenges from that situation, which even perpetuate to a degree to this very day. And it's been my own zeal to help and guide my children as much as I possibly can with all the limitations and distractions that have been placed upon me. And it's by, I know that as a businessman, to, invest, in order for me to invest in my children and to offer them opportunity, I'm going to be spending some money, and so it takes earning money. And so as a businessman, I'm realizing just continually the importance of bringing value to other people, and the more that I'm able to bring value to others, the more I'm able to contribute, the more I'm able to give, the more potential I'm going to have to receive in the future and to fulfill this vision that I have of a restoration with my own children.
Wow. So, when you have a why that is that big, you can't help but succeed.
Yeah.
Right.
That's awesome.
So, you know, I see it as imperative that I put others first, and I serve them and I help them and I genuinely bring them value, and then I'm going to see the results, the fruit in the end.
That's a really powerful thing to have seen, Kenna. Really, really powerful.
Yeah. I'm a little verklempt just hearing you talk about that. It's really beautiful. So because of your why is big enough and your action is big enough to help make that why happen. And I think the thing that can stop anybody is if you start thinking about yourself and your own fear and your how do I don't have enough, what if I can't, what if I whatever, and all the stories that can run around inside a person's head. And when you can get beyond that and go, okay, none of that matters, I just need to focus on that goal, that other person, serving that other person, finding a way to be of value to them. And that really can get a person out of your own head, your own self, your own story, and really into joint ventures in a much more powerful way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the word that rung in my mind as you were talking there, Rhonda, is abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have a concentration on what you have, not on what you don't have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And a knowing that even if you can't think of somebody today who has that need, if I say, Kenan, what do you need? And you tell me, I need a hammer, and I say, gosh, I don't have a hammer. but I can think of where can I go find one or how can I get you one or whatever. That's the idea of taking the simplest form, right? Other than hardware store. You know what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, the thought popped into my head, if I say to you, Rhonda, that I need a hammer, in actuality, do I really need a hammer? Or do I need what the hammer is going to do for me?
That's exactly how I thought about it, Kenan.
The first thought that popped into my head was, well, what about a shoe instead of a hammer?
Yeah, and there are a lot of times people think they need a hammer when they don't necessarily need that. A stiletto might serve just as well.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite hear that. What was that you said?
I said a stiletto shoe might do just as well. People sometimes think they need a certain thing, and it's really not. They don't need that. They need something different. And so when you're really paying attention, you can see and hear beyond the particular need that's stated and go, oh, like when people say, I need more traffic to my website. And the first question really is not so much about the traffic. It's more about the conversions, the product, the sales page, other kinds of things that people need to focus on. So that's really the thing to consider when anybody says they have a certain need.
Right.
That's a great question to ask. I mean, looking at it from that perspective, you can then start to say, okay, well, why does Kenan need a hammer? And think then about both the people that really have the hammer as well as the people that have the thing that Kenan needs the hammer for.
Mm-hmm.
Opens broader possibilities for how joint ventures can help cause a result.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I don't think I really heard what's in your future for this year, Ken, and I know why you're doing anything this year, but what are you doing to help that become?
I'm so sorry, Gina. I had a feeling. I had a feeling I hadn't fully answered your question.
No.
I like the why part.
Yeah. Well, I'm planning to set up a new office with my closest friend, business associate of over 20 years. And I'm planning to, what was your question again? I'm sorry.
What's your plan?
What does 2012 have in store for you?
Oh, just major breakthroughs. New relationships that go deeper. Going deeper with existing relationships, and reaching a new level in terms of service and identifying, you know, what it is somebody needs done for them as opposed to what they may say that they need. Just like with that hammer and shoe example.
Uh-huh. love it. So with this joint venture you're working on where people who have something to sell through a webinar, you can get affiliates to promote their webinars. Are you working on that JV with someone?
Yes.
Can I ask
several
who?
People, actually. It's a multi-layered thing.
Awesome.
Great.
Yeah, the main partner that I'm interfacing with is Muhammad Sadiq, and I know you know him, too.
I do.
And, we've been having a lot of fun working together, and I was really pleased that he asked me a few months to join with him to help him with this.
Well, it sounds awesome. Is there a website that has more information about the project?
The best way for people to learn more about it is to contact me directly.
Okay,
and
just
email me. I provided the email addresses earlier.
You did.
KenanPort@gmail.com would be the best
one.
Well,
many of our listeners will really benefit from that, and that's why I asked about it again, because I would really like to push our listeners to get involved in that. So many times we hear about my students and our listeners both, who are really struggling to actually make money in their business. And setting up webinars that you get affiliates to promote is one of the fastest ways I know of to actually get revenues coming in your business. I don't care whether you're selling an ebook at the end of the webinar, whether you're selling a coaching program, whether you're selling a physical product or a service, it is the single fastest way to actually start getting better results in your business.
Let me just add that I've hosted a couple of very small web conferences for the purposes of getting acclimated myself to the webinar presenter mode and environment. And I, in the process, have been connecting with a lot of people in the webinar industry from that viewpoint. And so I have experts in virtual presentation skills that I can refer people to as well. So one, just to give you an example, one of the people that I know is a gentleman that has serviced companies like Apple, Williams-Sonoma, and even WebEx. I mean, he's so good at what he does that WebEx has consulted him on how to best utilize their own platform.
Holy cow.
I love it. That's funny. I love that. So, he uses the tool better than the creators of it. That's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny.
So if people need help in terms of gearing up to do their first webinar or gearing up to improve what they've done for webinars up to this point, they would do well to get in touch with me from that standpoint as well.
Wow. You know, maybe we could get that guy onto a call with my bachelor students at some point, Kenan. That would
okay.
be a really good thing for my students to hear.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Well, I got several very, very quality skilled people when it comes to this. So even if we aren't able to get him, we should be able to get someone that is very good.
Oh, that would be very helpful. I mean, I have hundreds of students that could really benefit from that big time.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay, well, I'm looking forward to our follow-up conversation on that, Gina.
Well, listeners, this is a joint venture in the making. This is as hard as a joint venture needs
woo-hoo.
To be.
What
exactly.
a way to get to the close of our hour of this call, huh?
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm starting to get so excited. It's like I'm going to have somebody to hold me down.
Well, you know, that would be a terrible problem to have, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, like that hot air balloon rising and rising.
Or like my paper lanterns on New Year's Eve, Rhonda.
Oh, my gosh, yes, that's right. Yeah, that was a beautiful experience. That makes me want to come down there next year or the end of this year for New Year's Eve and New Year's. That'll be fun.
Karen, did you hear about my New Year's Eve?
No, I did not.
I'll make you want to come down here for New Year's Eve next year, too.
Okay.
On New Year's Eve, we had gone to a restaurant that's right on Fort Myers Beach, and we were sitting outside on the beach at sunset. And as the sun is setting, all of a sudden, these people on the beach, I see these things start rising up into the air. They're about 3.5 to 4 feet tall. They are paper lanterns, and in the center at the base, there's a little wire ring that holds a candle, and they light the candle, and as the candle creates hot air inside of this paper lantern, the lantern lifts off the ground and goes flying up into the sky, and it drifts
mm-hmm.
out so far that it eventually looks like a little dot of light, like a star, and it's this gigantic paper lantern. Well, as the sun was setting, all hundreds of these lanterns are going up, and I am just totally amazed by these lanterns. They were so beautiful. Well, later that night, all up and down the coast, every city does a fireworks display on New Year's Eve, and they stagger them 45 minutes apart so you could go from one city to the next and keep seeing fireworks. Well, the one that went off on the north end of the coast was up in Fort Myers, and at Fort Myers, theirs went off right at midnight. As the fireworks got started, there were over 2,000 paper lanterns in the sky behind the fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
We actually had bought two of these paper lanterns, And I had this great idea to write our biggest goals for 2012 in marker on the lanterns and let the goals go soaring up into the sky.
Yeah.
What a great way to bring in the new year.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that next year, whatever goes on my lantern has to relate to joint ventures.
Yes.
Well, nothing like having the person most known, at least in the past, as the JV queen, having the king of facilitating around, huh?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for being here again, Ken. And for our listeners, you can go to our show notes and find a link to connect with Ken on LinkedIn. You can also contact him directly via Gmail at kennonfort@gmail.com. That's kennonfort@gmail.com. Any last thoughts today, Rhonda?
Oh, big thank you to Kennon. I've been wanting to have you on our show for a while, and I'm so excited. And thank you for making that happen today so that we can share you with everybody. And just that open heart and that open question of what are the needs and how can I serve, it really makes a big difference.
Really does. Thank you again, Kennon, for being here. And, you know, just send me an email. I will get that site set up for you, and we will connect to make that webinar happen.
All right. Fantastic. Will do.
Have a great week, everyone, and Rhonda and I will be back next week here on Blog Talk Radio for another episode of Relationship Marketing 101. Take care, everybody.
Video marketing.
Come back next week for Relationship Marketing 101. Join us at Directions University, www.directionsu.com, for passion-powered results.